Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, how paleontologists discovered ghost fossils. But first, we've been speaking with NASA about its upcoming Viper mission to explore one of the most extreme environments on the moon, its South Pole.
So we've designed the Viper mission to take place when the sun is illuminating the South Pole. Obviously, that's where our source of power is, so if it's dark back there, we don't have a mission. What that means, though, is that we only have about a four-month period of time where we can even do the mission.
Daniel Andrews is project manager of the mission, which aims to look at the ice on the moon and learn about the water on its surface. Daniel told us it's all part of bigger plans to eventually get humans staying on the moon.
Water's incredibly heavy. And so if we could actually harvest water just from the drinking point of view for humans who are staying on the moon, that's a game changer.
But what about the lunar rover itself? Well, Daniel told us it's designed to withstand dramatic temperature shifts and tackle complex terrain.
Polar regions are very cold and very hot at the same time, depending on whether you're in shadow or in sun. And no missions have really navigated down in this area, especially in permanently shadowed regions. So this little rover has to be able to navigate through very high temperatures and very low temperatures and get this work done completely on solar power.
But it's not going to be a happy ending for Artemis when the mission's complete. A bit like Wally, the rover will be left behind. There's a warning: the world's food supply could be vulnerable to hackers. A recent report by researchers at the University of Cambridge claims smart farm machinery like automatic crop sprayers, drones, and robotic harvesters could be hacked. It's as the FBI and the UK government have warned of the growing threat of cyber attacks. It's thought hackers could access the machinery's controls to make it do whatever they wanted, or even just stop them from working. Now, on to a new discovery of something you've probably not heard of before: ghost fossils. They're essentially the impressions of physical fossils which are left in rocks, as Professor Richard Twitchett from the Natural History Museum explains.
Sometimes the hard parts of the animals will dissolve in the rocks during the fossilization process or after the fossilization process. So you're sort of left with these voids, these empty spaces where the fossil used to be.
The discovery was made by one of his colleagues using a powerful microscope to look at rocks from the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods.
It was only when he put the specimens under the scanning electron microscope and really zoomed in that he realized that actually these are the impressions of these tiny little plates from these phytoplankton.
They found ghost fossils of tiny phytoplankton previously thought to have gone extinct during warmer temperatures in that prehistoric period. Richard told us the discovery could lead to paleontologists re-examining existing fossils to find these impressions and learn more about past events.
It's just something that's not been seen before at all, and it really blows your mind, actually, as a paleontologist, when you sort of think into yourself, oh my goodness, you know, how much of the rest of our understanding of some of these past events is really just due to problems with the fossil record and we just haven't looked hard enough.
It's reported TikTok is making moves in the world of gaming. Reuters says the company's been doing tests in Vietnam so users can play games on its platform. It's allegedly all part of plans for a major push into gaming, but at the moment it's thought TikTok games will only be made available to users in Southeast Asia. The US government is pledging $3.5 billion to literally suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and store it away. The direct air capture tech is already being used in places like Iceland, where intake fans collect carbon dioxide into containers. The US Department for Energy has set up a program to build 4 hubs across the country focused on direct air capture. Currently, there are 19 plants operating across the world, capturing more than 0.01 metric tons of CO2 a year. Let's go to the ads now. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science, plus what dolphins have literally been queuing up for. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Ancient Feces, found at a site in Wiltshire, thought to be the home of some of the builders behind Stonehenge, has given us a little insight into their cooking skills. Analysis of the human and dog specimens found at the site near the monument has uncovered evidence of the eggs of parasitic worms. Scientists said it suggests the inhabitants ate the internal organs of cattle and fed leftovers to their dogs. Yum. Now, do you struggle with your sleep? Well, it's thought an app which uses AI to help you get your 8 hours could replace sleeping pills for insomniacs. It's called Sleepio and uses an AI algorithm to offer tailored cognitive behavioural therapy for insomnia. The UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, which offers guidance on which drugs to offer through the NHS, has backed Sleepio to save the health service money. It predicts up to 800,000 people in England could benefit from using the app. And finally, it looks like dolphins have taken up a very British trait, the art of queuing. New research has found the animals queue up to rub themselves against coral with medicinal properties, and there's footage of them doing it. Wildlife biologists found Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins were using the coral to heal their skin and treat infections. And they found the dolphins were quite selective about which coral they used to self-medicate, so would wait in line for the right one. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. Catch you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.